During the summer when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode. So, stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we return to Our American Stories. Up next, we'll hear from our regular contributor in Iowa, Roger Rensch. He's here to share with us some memories about his time in competitive sports, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Take it away, Roger.
I think it was around fifth or sixth grade when my interest in sports began, and that interest would grow into a lifelong love. Before that, I was a chubby, clumsy kid, not very fast or strong. And in the summer between 6th and 7th grade, I shot up 6 inches to 6 feet tall, thinned out, and got pretty strong and coordinated. I went to Grace Lutheran School, and we had a great sports program and a network of Lutheran schools in Kansas City and eastern Kansas. I played flag football and basketball, and I was the star center on our team. I also liked baseball. In the summer after 7th grade, my mom signed me up for Little League. At our first practice, I didn't recognize a single face. Not only was I the new kid, but the rest of them had played together for years. The coaches had coached them since they were little. I was a rookie on a team of experienced stars. The next summer, I played in a different league on a team with friends from my school. And I had the opportunity to shine as one of our 2 starting pitchers. I had never pitched before, but I had this wicked curveball that couldn't be hit. It moved about a foot, and as the batters would see it coming at them, they'd back up off the plate, afraid to get hit. Then it would curve back over the plate, often for a strike, and I got dozens of strikeouts that summer. And it felt great to be a star again and be able to show what I could do. In 9th grade, things changed as I went to public school for the first time. I went from a small private school with about 8 kids in my class to West Junior High, where I had hundreds of classmates. And when it came to sports, I was in the big leagues now, with a lot more competition and bigger, faster, and stronger athletes. First came football. I wasn't very fast, but I could catch anything thrown near me. I was tall at 6'2", so they put me at tight end. I was also the punter and could kick it a good 40 yards pretty consistently. And I have 2 standout memories from that season. The first happened at practice one day, and I must have dropped a pass, flubbed a punt, or did something else to upset the coach, because we had this drill where one guy would line up against 2 other guys and try to fight his way through. Coach called my name, and then he called the names of the 2 biggest and meanest guys on our team to double team me. Charles was the toughest guy on our team and could knock the snot out of people. And James was our biggest, heaviest guy. And I knew I was gonna get killed. So I did what any scared, skinny string bean would do in that situation and got creative. When we lined up and Coach blew the whistle, I dove straight down to the ground in the space between them and tried to crawl through. Now, when we did this drill, the whole team was watching, and boy, did I earn the comedy laughs for my efforts. The coach even enjoyed the entertainment, but unfortunately, he made me do it again and face my fear. And this time, Charles and James were licking their chops to get to me. I prepared for launch, and sure enough, when they hit me, I went flying in the air about 10 yards straight back. I think I still have a bruise on my behind today from that hit. But you know, I have to thank my coach, because I figured if I could survive that hit from those two monsters, I didn't have to be afraid of anything on the field. My other memory was in a game where we were playing a team that was beating us bad. We were backed up to our own 10-yard line, and it was fourth down. Time to punt. Again, for about the sixth or seventh time that game. So I came out to punt, and I'm standing right on the end zone line. James was lined up behind the line of scrimmage to block anyone who would try to get through and block the punt. They hiked me the ball, and as I stepped forward to kick it, James is backing up. And I kicked the ball right into his backside. It bounces back into the end zone, and the other team recovers it for a touchdown. Despite that moment, I really enjoyed my first season of tackle football, and it prepared me for the basketball season, where I tried out, made the team, and played with some of my football teammates. My basketball experience was quite different. We had 11 guys on the team, and they were all good. I was the 11th guy, the odd man out. So at practice, where we went 5-on-5, I didn't even get enough court time to learn the plays. We were good and won the city championship, so I did get to play in a few games where we had a big lead. But every day, I mostly just sat there watching at practice. I felt left out, and I didn't think the coach liked me. In the middle of the season, I made one of the worst decisions of my life. I quit. I didn't go to practice, and I didn't go talk to the coach. I just didn't show up. I let my teammates down, I let my coach down, and I let myself down. Quitting like that felt horrible. Way worse than any feeling of being left out. But I did it, and I learned from it. I made a decision later never to quit anything just because it wasn't going my way. That decision has served me well. In high school, I expanded my sports repertoire. I played football for a couple years, and that led to testing out another sport. The first day of football practice, our coach made us run a full mile in the high heat and humidity. It was about 100 degrees. By the end of the first lap, several of our speedy players passed me and were way ahead. But as the run went on, I passed them all back and ended up finishing first, about a half lap ahead of the next guy. That raised some eyebrows among my teammates and also my coaches. And one of them said to me, "That's impressive. You should try out for the cross-country team." So the next school year, I did just that. I ran well and made varsity. But in practice, after we'd go out and run several miles, which I loved, our coach made us go over to the track and run quarter and half miles, several of them, again and again, and I hated it. I couldn't see any point to it since we were running a 3-mile race in competition. I completely lost interest, and before the season started, I talked to the coach and told him, "Thanks, but no thanks." However, I loved long-distance running and kept doing it each day on my own, and 44 years later, I'm still doing it every day. In 1980, I went to St. John's College in Winfield, Kansas, a small school with only about 300 students. At St. John's, I played baseball my junior year. We only had one catcher. So in practice, I started warming up our pitchers and ended up becoming our backup. My shining moment came when we traveled to Atchison, Kansas for a weekend baseball tournament hosted by Benedictine College. The first night, our starting catcher went out and had a little too much fun missing the curfew, so our coach sat him on the bench for the next game. And guess who got the start at catcher? I didn't expect that and was a little nervous, but I was also excited. Now that game was against the host team, Benedictine, and on their team were a few of my teammates from that first Little League team I played on in Kansas City. Also in the audience that day was a pro scout, checking out the small college talent. So the game started, and it was pretty close. I didn't do anything spectacular, but did my job okay. Until about the fourth inning when the ball was popped up. Now, you know how when a ball is popped up, the catcher will throw off his face mask, look up to try to find the ball, and then run over to catch it? Well, I threw off my mask, and then with my other hand, I threw off my catcher's mitt too. A few seconds later, the razzing started. First, from a few of my friends on the other team who knew my name and were shouting it out of their dugout along with their jokes. Then, one of my own teammates brought down the house when he shouted for everyone to hear, "Hey Raj, next time throw the shin guards!" Both dugouts erupted in laughter. It was embarrassing. But I had to laugh too. So slowly, picked up my face mask and my glove, looked over at their dugout, and then ours, then bowed before my audience. Some of them even stood and cheered. Needless to say, I never got a call from that pro scout. Despite blowing my opportunity to get called up for spring training, sports and athletics have always been a big part of my life. Along with running, I bike ride every day and lift weights two or three times a week. I always wanted to stay in shape to keep up with my kids, and I played all kinds of games and sports with them growing up. And now it's my grandkids' turn. In my lifetime, I've played many sports and games. I've experienced both the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, along with a few humorous and embarrassing moments. Sports has helped me make friends, learn teamwork, and kept me in good physical shape. I'll keep running and playing as best as I can for as long as I can. And if I die doing it, it will be with a big smile on my face.
And a great job on the production by Madison. And a special thanks to Roger Wrench reminding us why we play sports. And it's for the fun. It's for the bonding. In high school, I was a captain of my basketball team. We had a good team. And I wasn't paying attention. We won the tip. I got the ball, raced for an easy layup in the other guy's basket. 2 points for the other team. Wrong Way Habib was my name for the next 2 years. Roger Wrench's story here on Our American Stories.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.